Dr. Penske dictating a mail I'm in. Thomas Penza, P-E-N-Z-A. We'll start with physical exam. Extremities. Oh, sorry. I'll start with the history. According to the examinee, Mr. Penza is a 60-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 9-6-21. Appeared at that time. He fell 4.5 feet directly onto his left knee and shoulder. Appeared to be seen at the Superior Emergency Room the next day after falling off of an I-beam. Appeared further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a tear of the anterior cruciate ligament and meniscus repaired surgically on 11-17-21. Appeared he also tore his rotator cuff that was repaired surgically on 2-17-22. Appeared he followed up orthopedically through 5-2-22 and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Now we'll go to physical exam, extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple healed portal scars about the left shoulder as well as an open scar near the axilla. Period. He also had an open scar at the right elbow that he attributes to playing with the ball. Period. He ended up having lateral epicondylitis where this scar was located. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was to 90 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion was otherwise full and all independent spheres with pain. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full on all planes with that crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-, resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive Hawkins comma, near comma, and cross arm abduction maneuvers on the left shoulder, which were negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed multiple heel scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. And the rest of that is normal on knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left and a soft endpoint with draw sign anteriorly. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Impressions. On 9-16-21, Thomas Penza fell off of an I-beam from a height of about 4.5 feet, landing directly on his left knee and shoulder. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. McAlpin on 9-17-21. Period. He performed left knee hemothrosis aspiration and injection. Period. He also ordered diagnostic studies of the left knee and left shoulder. Period. Insert the results of the left knee MRI and left shoulder MR arthrogram. Knee paragraph. He submitted to surgery on both the shoulder and knee. Period. On 11-17-21, he had knee surgery to be inserted here. On 2-16-22, he had shoulder surgery to be inserted here. He followed up post-operatively through 5-3-22, and Dr. McAlpin cleared him for full duty, and DMT had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. Knee paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder, only in flexion. Period. He did have some positive provocative maneuvers at the left shoulder, but no overt instability. Period, full range of motion of the left knee. Period, provocative maneuvers there were also equivocally positive. Period, ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period, new paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. End.